This week in West Virginia history, broadcaster Harry Brawley died on March 25, 1992, at age 82. The Charleston native was a polio survivor. He eventually learned to walk, but struggled with it his entire life. After earning 2 degrees from West Virginia University, Brawley became a teacher. At Charleston High School, he had the novel idea of incorporating the radio into the classroom. In 1945, he became the director of public affairs for Charleston's WCHS radio station and won an award for his School of the Air, a pioneering program for high schoolers. Brawley played a key role in forming West Virginia Educational Television and later public radio, the forerunners of today's West Virginia public broadcasting. He worked closely with his friend, Congressman Harley O. Staggers, to craft federal legislation that helped public broadcasting stations throughout the nation acquire the necessary equipment to get on the air. After retiring, Brawley volunteered his time to teach Charleston history to high school kids through a series of popular slideshows. In addition, he served on the Charleston City Council for 14 years. A walkway in downtown Charleston is now named in honor of this broadcasting pioneer. For more information on Harry Brawley, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.